This year's pink salmon runs in southeast Alaska weren't horrible, but they weren't great either. It actually made a big difference where the fish returned in the panhandle.
Northern and southeast turned out good, above average, but southern and southeast just tanked.
Joe Orsi is a research fisheries biologist at National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Ted Stevens Marine Research Institute in Juneau, and he speculates that warm sea surface temperatures may be responsible for this year's high survival rates or larger fish size. But those results were not universal for all southeast Alaska pink runs.
Basically, it's about a million or so fish higher than the 10-year average in northern southeast, but southern southeast Alaska, it's been like 10 million below the 10-year average. So there appears to be like a split in the production survival of pink salmon about in the middle of southeast Alaska.
Prince William Sound and Kodiak pink runs also came in strong. But why? For now, Orsi says they can only speculate on the reasons.
I know they had a lot of flooding events last winter down there. That's a possibility. There could have been a mismatch of the fish entering the marine environment and the timing of the zooplankton down there. There could have been an assortment of predators or competitors that came up with the warm blob that may have impacted the juvenile salmon. There's just a lot of unknowns.
Pink salmon returning to southeast Alaska this year were the children of 2013's big return that formed the basis for that season's record 95 million fish harvest. Orsi earlier predicted that 54 million pinks would be harvested this season. Going off his numbers, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game forecasted a range of 37 to 58 million fish would be taken by all gear types. But only about 34 million fish were caught. Orsi concedes he was way off this year.
As you know, last year we predicted a fairly good pink salmon return to southeast Alaska. And I kind of have to face the music here this year. I mean, we didn't get that strong return this year.
It's still unclear whether a persistent warm water anomaly, nicknamed the blob, or developing El Nino had any impact on those runs. Ock Creek is just one example of how some streams in northern southeast had better returns than other streams further south. The Ock Creek Weir and Hatchery is a small federally operated facility tucked away in the woods in the 1,500 feet between Ock Lake and Ock Bay. John Joyce, one of Orsi's colleagues at Ted Stevens Marine Research Institute, spends a lot of his time at the Weir, and he says local geography and the relatively low drainage area are big factors in the health of the system.
Flow is very important.
A low snowpack in the Ock Lake drainage melted early in March and April this year. That was followed by a very dry May and then a heavy rain by July.
So all that affects not only the flow in the creek, but also the temperature. And temperature and flow are really important factors for fish that migrate, juveniles and adults.
Joyce uses words like phenomenal and incredible to describe over 24,000 big pinks that returned to Ock Creek this summer. That's over a 51% survival rate for the 47,000 juvenile salmon that passed out of Ock Creek and into the ocean last year. Normal survival rates for returning salmon range from a 0.1% to just 10%, not 51%. The Ock Creek facility is unique because biologists have data on stream flow and water temperatures that correspond with 35 years of continuously counting salmon. And Joyce says they noticed silver returns have been compressed into largely a two-week period, while pink runs have trended 2 weeks earlier over the last three decades.
Well, it's substantial. And it has ecological implications, too, because these juveniles have adapted a certain timing to enter the ocean. Well, that adaptation to timing could be differently influenced in freshwater than saltwater. So you potentially have, you know, a mismatch thing where they're going faster in freshwater, but the ocean's not ready for them.
Joyce says their research into migratory behavior and ocean survival has implications for resource management.
If you have salmon that used to run over a month and you could access them and now they're running over 2 weeks, it affects your ability to harvest, it affects predators' ability to kill, you know, so it does have impacts in terms of ecological impacts in terms of the systems too.
Joyce says they're collaborating with the University of Alaska Southeast, which is using the 35-year data sets in their research to determine how climate change is influencing migratory behavior, marine survival, and productivity. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.